Welcome to the Disney Hour Express podcast. I'm Abby.
And I'm Rob. We are two hopelessly romantic Disney enthusiasts.
Sharing fun stories, secret tips, and family travel experiences.
If you are a Disney newbie, or maybe a season pass holder, we hope you find this information helpful.
We turned our love of Disney into a unique boutique travel agency that books Disney and Universal vacations.
We've got a lot of stories, so cozy on up, choose your favorite drink,
whether that be a cocktail or a hot chocolate,
and enjoy the Disney Hour Express.
We've made it to episode 65. Welcome, Podineers. So excited to hear from you.
No.
Sorry. If we don't come up with what we call our listeners, I really can't continue.
You know, the problem is that we talk about it briefly after the show and then we forget about it the rest of the week because...
Fine. Welcome busy. To the Disney Hour Express. We're so happy you're here.
Episode 65. Guess what, guys? You are senior citizens. You've listened maybe to 65 episodes of this podcast. So
you're a dedicated listener.
AARP. You could get into movies cheaper. It's your golden years right now.
So true.
And they do call this the golden hour of podcasting.
I guess. I have no idea.
Okay.
But in any case, we are really excited because we're coming up on our trip here. Not super close. We're a couple of months out still, but we are doing our super planning right now. And we wanted to share that over the air with you about what we look at and what you might be needing to look at too before your trip.
This is the second annual trip planning, the Abby and Rob trip planning episode, because last year said I was going to find that episode number so that people could reference it, but I did not. I'll do that while Abby's going in one of her monologues and we can tell us about education or something. But last year we went through and we went kind of did like looked at the overall view of our trip. We already kind of know the parks that we're going to go to on what days or what order.
Yep.
And then we'll kind of pick out the events and reservations that we want to make.
That's right. So we haven't really talked about where we wanted to dine during this trip. So a lot of that, the discussion today will be dining options. But also, last year, you might know that we stayed over at Animal Kingdom. We did a Savannah View room. So we based our trip kind of on that. We hadn't eaten any meals really over at Animal Kingdom. So we tried out sauna and all sorts of things having to do with Animal Kingdom. And it was fantastic. We loved that experience with our family trip of the Savannah View room. I will say that I do not suggest staying at Animal Kingdom if you are not in a Savannah View room. It feels like a kind of, I mean, the resort itself is gorgeous and wonderful, but you're really missing out on the extra opportunity there. So Savannah View room all the way. Now this year I'm going to share that we are staying over at the Boardwalk, and this is new area for us. We haven't stayed in this area, but we're really excited about it. On one of our AEP, and that's an agent experience program that we went on, we viewed the Boardwalk and we both absolutely fell in love with it. So we're excited about it. We've heard that the experience is very different because it's a different kind of clientele and it's a much quieter than other resorts and locations that we've stayed at. So I'll have to let you know if that's true, but Boardwalk all the way. Here we come.
Almost on cue monologue, so I could find
work well together.
Thank you for all that information. I really appreciate it. Of course, I'm absent-minded, so I already forgot the episode number. No, it was episode 15. Episode 15, 60 Days Out Prep, I think is the name of the title. And that's what we kind of, so we're kind of doing that again. And I just, I think it's a really good idea.
You need to talk to all the members in your party just to make sure you're on the same page so that you can have a very good flow when you're there, right?
Especially if you're going with a partner or in our case, husband, wife, what have you. Any adults, just some of them are going to be like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You're the guide. True. I'll go wherever you go. Abby sent me a funny meme yesterday, and it was just like, I forget exactly here. I'll pull it up.
I was in a silly mood yesterday and saw the best meme that kind of described. I feel like this is totally me, even though I'm the planner, but he feels like this is him. So it's kind of a funny mix we got going on.
So it says, it's like, my wife is a travel princess, flights booked, .. in my name, boarding pass, .. on my phone, which hotel, .. She has no idea. She just shows up and vibes.
But I do feel like sometimes that's like totally me. I'm just like, you got this, babe. We're good. But
time she's like, I booked the tickets. I did. Airplanes booked. The flights are booked. I did that. She's done all of that so far. So I'm like,
but I do have to say, we are in an incredibly busy season of life. So I think it is kind of like, I'm like, okay, I got 15 minutes here. I'm getting it done.
Yeah. So it's important to have someone that's doing all that, yes, obviously.
And on top of it.
And that's also like a hint, nudge, nudge. If you have a travel planner, they'll be helping you on task to book things. And you just tell them when you want to go and they take care of the rest. So
absolutely. So let's talk about even our first day. Typically for us, we go in on a Sunday and come out on a Saturday, and sometimes that's different depending, but we, just because of our work schedules, we go for like a typical week, Sunday to Saturday. So we're actually getting in earlier in the afternoon on our Sunday. Our flight lands around 1:15. So you have to take into account that we've got to get our baggage, right? That kind of takes a good 30 minutes, I'll say. And then it takes about 30 minutes to get to our resort.
You know, it usually takes more than 30 minutes because the kids insist on grabbing all of our bags.
They do. And, us being us, we're kind of like, all right, you know, this is a you moment. This is where you are growing up and doing fun things.
Even though I think that Bailey at any moment could get caught in the conveyor belt.
I get scared too. I do. So I try to like look the other way. I'm just like, everything's gonna be fine. This year I actually need to get a new suitcase. If you've listened, my suitcase handle broke right off our last trip.
And we're starting a GoFundMe because she likes expensive luggage. Only top of the line. I'm like, give me a plastic bag and a garbage bag.
Excuse me, Mr. Darth Vader suitcase.
I just so happened that a birthday came up beforehand,
that's true.
But yes.
In any case, we're looking at about an hour there to gather ourselves and get over. And don't forget, in the MCO airport, it's very cool. You get to take kind of like a tram. Or a monorail, I'd say, actually, all the way from the, what do you call
from
that?
From one terminal.
From
the arrival terminal to the main, the main hub.
So you got
to
put that in there, too. So we're going to be I'm going to estimate around 2:33 p.m. we'll be over at our resort. So we've got to say, our kids are going to be hungry. What are we going to do during that time? I'm going to just throw a lot of snacks at them. What do you think?
Well, last time we went to an airport and eat and had a meal, it was a disaster.
I don't remember happened.
We were all very cranky first thing in the morning. So there's a lot of things to consider.
Oh, you're right. Now I remember. I blocked that from my memory.
And I'm saying all of us. I'm including myself in that. We were all in a mood. If we're getting in at 1:15, we're probably... Yeah, we got to eat. Whether that grabbing snacks and going, the good thing is we're staying at a good resort. So once we get there, there's a lot of like places right on the boardwalk that you can eat. And
there are. So I think we should plan. We're planning on like eating and going right around that time for around lunchtime. But what are we going to do for dinner that night? So we're going to do like kind of a pool day probably once we get in. And,
there is always the... much talked about option of going to a water park on that day.
Well, but because we're not in 2025, we don't actually get those tickets for free on the first day.
Oh, that was for 2025.
Yes.
I thought it was starting this summer.
No, that's great. We should probably just double check that, I'm pretty sure it was 2025.
She will check that out. Now, one thing before, as she's checking that out, I would like to point out, And it goes into the, like, kind of your trip prep. And you might notice that if any of us sound like, either one of us sound like we're out of breath, that's because we have started a workout routine. We are getting Disney ready, because guess what? You're going to be doing a lot of walking. And if you're not in, you know, overall best shape, like, it can wear you down pretty quickly.
And I see some pictures of myself too. Like, I get super dehydrated and I actually end up getting swollen and kind of puffy. So I'm trying to make sure, actively make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah. So we've started doing some HIIT sessions.
I hate it. It makes me want to puke halfway through.
If you saw the look she gave me when I said, well, let's do it now. And I'm like,
no, thank you. Yeah. Water parks. That's a perk for 2025. Whoa! So that is not a free perk this year. Just so I had to double check to make sure I was correct about that. But yeah, I mean, so I'm going to throw it out there. There are a couple places, like there's the Cape May Cafe, which is over that way, right? And then Beaches and Cream. Cape May might not be that way, but I know Beaches and Cream.
But you're saying on the boardwalk.
On our arriving day, yeah.
But you're saying those are places on the boardwalk.
Not on the boardwalk, but like over on the other two resorts on the other side is where Beaches and Cream is.
Cream?
Yeah.
I like the Cream.
What do you think?
Well.
Or do you want to do like a pool, like just get pool food? Because you have to remember, at the boardwalk, they don't have a dining area. It's not, you don't have a place that you dine. But it's all on the boardwalk where you can get, you can do either some reservations places.
Yeah, or they do have like quick service. Mm-hmm. In fact, right now, one of the stories that I saw on happening this week is that they're doing renovations on the boardwalk. They're looking to open that cake bake shop. Which is supposed to be a quick service bakery that's still being worked on. That's kind of more, but they're also renovating a kiosk. It's being turned into what I think is called the Corn Dog Hut.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
Yeah. So maybe it might be something like that. Mm. This is more of a day. Yes. Last year we came there and we had a reservation and we had a plan. So we went to the pool and then we had dinner. I think this year we might have to do it Rob style.
You want to wing it?
We got to wing it. We got to see what time we get there. The kids are going to be hungry, so I don't know, you know.
Now, okay. I can deal with winging it, but we need a better plan for ordering our food. Last year, if you guys remember, we ordered from Walmart and it did not work out, right? We like to order our water bottles and our snacks and sometimes our breakfast. And I think breakfast this year, we are probably going to have in our hotel resort room, just because we have the space. We have a nice fridge in this resort and a counter, a kitchen counter. So I'm thinking we're probably going to do a lot of little breakfasts there. So where are we going to order from this year?
I love how she brings this was not part of my prep plan. She's like, where are we ordering from?
Well, this is when I go to my trusty website or Facebook page called Ear for Each Other on Facebook. And they have a lot of locals that used to work with Disney World and got furloughed or now just made a business for themselves outside of the Disney environment. And this is where they have food deliveries. They have charcuterie board deliveries. They have all sorts of different things. So we're going to go to Ear for Each Other this week and kind of hone down what we want to do about that. But I think it might be fun to get like little breakfast boxes. They do all sorts of different things that are like Mickey Mouse shaped with croissants and all sorts of stuff. So Ear for Each Other on Facebook. That's my plug.
I'm going to go and look for what the cheapest breakfast is, because I'm cheap. So, all right. So we're winging it
on day one.
Well, I mean, there's places to eat on the boardwalk.
There are, but you know me, I like to have a reservation.
And we can make a reservation. But in Peaches and Cream or whatever places you want to go, I'm into it.
I think Beaches and Cream would be fun the first night, just because they have those like kind of root beer floats and things like that for the kids. It's getting in. It's like kind of getting into our vacation, right? This is a fun treat for you. Mm. Da, 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 da.
Yep. We'll make sure they have chicken nuggets on menu. And if they do, then we'll go.
All right. Going over to our first date on Monday. We've switched up our planning this year a little bit. We don't typically do this on our Monday. So what are we doing on Monday?
We're going to sleep in late and we're not going to a park.
That's not at all what we're doing on Monday.
When did we change that?
No way. Jose.
Sure, we talked about that. No, we're going to be going to Hollywood Studios.
That's right. And we are a big Hollywood Studios family. Yes. And so I kind of wanted to do this on our first day because I wanted us to have energy and zest and happiness.
It's gonna be
fun times.
It's going to be a long day. And yes, we're doing it because we have friends coming in the next day that are going to be joining us, joining the party. And it just kind of some of the events that we're looking to do, Hollywood Studios worked out for us.
Yes.
But again, it's one of our favorite. It's our, maybe I would say our favorite as a family.
Hands down. It's definitely a place where we all are really family united and love all the experiences. So one of the reasons we really want to have a full day here is because we wanted to go to Fantasmic. Our kids haven't seen it yet. So this is really exciting for us. Mm-hmm. So a couple of the table service restaurants there, I think we kind of know where we're going to eat, but I just wanted to mention table service restaurants. We've got the 50s Primetime Cafe, Hollywood Brown Derby, Hollywood and Vine Restaurant, Mama Melrose's, Roundup Rodeo BBQ, and Sci-Fi Dine-In.
So, and those are all for, you could get the Fantasmic dining package?
No, not all of those that offer the Fantasmic dining package. But I found it interesting because last year we did go to Roundup Rodeo BBQ and Rob really loved it. The girls were kind of like, it was so funny because they asked for ketchup and this is a barbecue place and the ketchup that they gave us like hadn't even been opened yet. Like there was like no, you know, the seal was still on it and everything. And they've actually both mentioned to me throughout this week that they want to go back there. And I was like, really? Are you sure that's where you want to go back? But I think you and I have kind of decided that we really wanted to do Hollywood and Vine restaurant. This is a character dining restaurant, and we had a lot of fun there during the Halloween season.
And so part of that is because much like what we did last time was because that's one of the options that you can go and have you get a meal and then you get a VIP pass into Fantasmic. Mm-hmm. So on top of it being a good meal for everyone and getting to see characters coming around and quite frequently, you get the Fantasmic. So I think it's no additional charge. It's the same. It's like you just go there for dinner and you get that perk for free. So I definitely think it's worth it.
Yeah, I think it's really worth it because we like to do sit down meals anyways. So I'm not sure if you're looking at this, but the places that you can do that where you can reserve your VIP spot would be Mama Melrose, Hollywood and Vine, and the Hollywood Brown Derby. So these are the ones that include your VIP spots for Fantasmic. And I'm telling you, these seats... Oh, I'm sorry. Did I miss one?
Well, I think it's also the Sci-Fi Dine and Drive.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I'm not seeing
and
that one here.
And 50s Primetime Cafe.
Hmm. Oh, interesting. Yeah, I didn't see. Amanda, oh, okay. When you scroll down, it shows those. Yes, you're correct. Sorry about that.
Yeah. So you could go to any one of those places. And but I think, like I said, because of the, we want to bring the kids there, but with the characters, you know, there's a good chance that might be our only character dining.
True.
Maybe. That we're doing just because, again, the girls didn't really, I don't know, when we went to Akarush last year, they weren't really into it. Like, they went along
they
with
liked it,
but it wasn't worth, like, the weighing the food you know, that they weren't into for the just to see all the princesses. I think this is a good one.
I think so, too, because it's casual. I think we just had lack conversation. We're like, what are we going to say to the princesses? And like these other tables I was looking at was having these long-winded conversations. Yeah,
but it also had like younger kids that were like dressed as princesses and stuff.
Yes,
so it was a little different.
True.
At that point.
So I just wanted to mention that it looks like for Hollywood and Vine to get this package, you could do like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, right? Whereas the other ones, it didn't really say if you could. And maybe that's because Hollywood and Vine is buffet and the other places are more like open-ended. You can, you, like Mama Melrose, you can, I guess, get pasta for breakfast. I don't really know. So that's kind of one of the things we need to look into is like which meal will we be getting that voucher for seating.
Gotcha. But, now, yeah. So we obviously want to do that and we want to do Fantasmic. Mm-hmm. Now, this is kind of crazy and we don't normally do this. But because normally we just have one reserved dining.
Yeah, that's true.
I would like to make, and because it's going to be a long day, I would like to make a second reservation on Monday.
Really? Mm-hmm. What's that second reservation?
I'd like us to go to Sci-Fi Dine and Drive.
That's exciting. We haven't done that before, and we've heard that the vegetarian burgers are really good.
And I think my only concern right now is whether or not Bailey's going to be scared of the old sci-fi movies that are being shown on the screen. It's kind of like, you know, it has old man in suit type of black and white movies playing there. Mm-hmm. But obviously it's Disney, so it's not like it's scary, but.
Now, would you want to do sci-fi for lunch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because yeah, that's what I was picturing, more of a sci-fi lunch rather than a dinner.
Yes. Well, that's why that would be the second reservation that we make. I know it's a lot.
Do you think we'll get all the rides done and things done that we want to get done?
It all depends, but it is, because it's a long day, I think we might use that kind of break in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And to kind of give everyone a break, and, you know, it all depends on how we're hitting the rides, but I think it's worth it.
I think so too. What are our must-do rides there?
All of them.
I mean, we love all of them. That's true. And shows.
I want to do them all. I want to do all the shows.
Yeah, we are big on Minnie and Mickey's Runaway Railway.
Yeah, and the kids like that. Obviously, I'm pushing to get on all the Star Wars, you know, do everything in the Galaxy's Edge. And
And Slinky Dog Dash is a big request this year.
Slinky Dog Dash. I think we'd have to skip doing an Oga's Cantina.
Yeah, you know what? I liked our experience at Oga's Cantina, but it wasn't, to me, I felt like very squished in that table with other people where you're just like kind of smiling at them and like your kids are,
I wasn't really paying attention.
Either in it or not in it.
Yeah, it's, we had like, one that was like pretty cranky, so she was.
Well, it ended up okay. Everybody got into it by the end, but it took a little bit of going. Yeah. I think that's more of a me and you place. Although whenever I say that, it turns out that the kids ask to do it again. And I'm like, oh, okay. I think they just like the nostalgia of doing these things.
Like, well, we did it last time, so we'll see. But I don't know if it's gonna make it there. I don't know if it's gonna make it in this trip. I don't know if we're gonna make it in time, especially if we're doing two reservations. Yeah. So that's kind of crazy.
Well, that's really cool. I'm excited. Sci-fi's new. We have not done that. Mm-hmm. And I've heard great things. So I like it. So we'll be there. We're going to go do Fantasmic and all the things. What's cool about staying at the Boardwalk is it is very close location to the Skyliner. So that will be used for sure.
No, absolutely.
You always have to kind of check the weather for Skyliners because, of course, if it's lightning and whatnot, they do not
shut
run
it down.
Yeah, and that's always tough. And depending on where you're staying, we stayed at Pop once and the location of the Skyliners and the buses was like way far away from each other. And we couldn't tell if the Skyliner had opened when we were waiting over the buses and the, you know, So yeah, you gotta have some patience with that for sure. So then we are gonna just tire ourselves out completely on Monday. That is our plan. And by Tuesday, and we don't usually have this day,
we're doing it early.
Usually we take a down day on Wednesday, but Tuesday we're gonna take a down day. And our down day is not down at all. We do pool, we go bowling at Disney Springs, we do all sorts of stuff. So if we are going to go do bowling, I mean, you know that new show is opening up in Disney Springs this year. What are we thinking? Do we want to stay and see the show? Or are we going to have an adult night that night? That's the hard thing, because that's why, you know, I want to go to Trader Sam's at some point.
I don't think the show's worth it yet.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh, that's so interesting. Okay. So no to the show.
You want to go to the show.
Well, isn't it supposed to be the drone show?
Yeah.
You don't think it's going to be ready?
I don't know. I think it's not worth planning for just yet. I think it's worth, if you know it's going to be ready, like, then...
Okay.
Maybe not.
Okay. I mean,
we've come to our first impasse.
I don't know. Well, for sure. Okay. We're going to go to bowling. We like to go to Splitsville. And we usually, they have pretty good food there.
Yeah. I mean, it's like what you would get at, the menu's like what you would get at any kind of chain restaurant, Chili's or something like that.
Nachos.
It's a little bit better, but it's that type of food. I mean, there's really nothing.
They also have cute root beer floats. And usually you get to play just one game there because they like to move it along.
Just move it along.
Move it along. All right. So usually when we decide to do things like go to Trader Sam's, we call our friends over at Storybook Nannies. They are wonderful. They have like a fleet of nannies, all very qualified and fabulous. So that might be so the
that's
night.
That's what we're saying. It'd be like an adult night because, we are planning on being in the parks. And I think a lot of the stuff that we want to do in the parks is going to be we want to have the kids with us.
So. Yeah. That's always like our kind of like funny drawback is like, we don't want to be without the kids because everything we do, we love to do with them. So it's kind of like a funny,
especially in funny the parks.
Problem to have. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly. But the Storybook Nannies could take them to the pool and they'll be perfectly entertained and stuff and then get them in and you know.
The only thing, just going back to Monday, is like I love to do Tower of Terror and I feel like we don't get to do that often when we're with the kids. So I wonder if we're going to be able to get that one in or not. I don't know.
Might be a rider swap.
Might be. I can't imagine either of them wanting to do that, really.
No.
Love that one, though.
Yeah. And I can't imagine going on it without you.
So one of the things on our down day on Tuesday that I really want to make sure we try to do, I know we're going to do pools and stuff, but at the resorts, they do have characters come through. And sometimes they have the times for that and whatnot. And I think this is such a unique, especially for our social medias and stuff, it's a unique opportunity for us to get some good pictures. I feel like when we're out in the parks all day long, we're like sweaty and like not our best looking. So if we could figure out a time in which the characters are coming to the resort, it would be a great photo op. What do you think?
I am not as much character driven as in photo op driven as you. If you look at the majority of our pictures, it's usually me and the two girls because I just don't think about pictures as we're going about, and it unfortunately leaves Abby out of a lot of pictures. She's like, I was there. I took the picture.
I was there. It was me. But that's okay. I don't mind taking the pictures either.
So I don't know. We could see. I think the kids we'll take a look into it.
That's exactly what I was saying. We should look into it. If it works with our schedule, it'd be nice to just chill, right?
Yes, definitely.
Why are you laughing at me?
I love scheduling around the character.
Well, we will see them at Hollywood and Vine. So it's usually the same characters from there. So that's good. Yeah.
And I think our kids are kind of like, they like doing it, but I don't think it's their thing. I feel like they're getting older, moving on.
They are getting older. We've got to adjust our expectations for sure.
But we could take a look if they let us know in advance. I mean, otherwise we're making reservations. I think, yes, we definitely have to go to Splitsville on that day. Beyond that, I think it looks like Storybook Nannies are coming to entertain them. And we'll go out and have some sweaty drinks somewhere.
So then that leads us to our next day. We're going to do our Magic Kingdom Day on a Wednesday. Oh, so this is going to be such a fun, jam-packed day. Of course, it's going to be hot, but we'll be prepared for it, right? We'll have our neck fans. We'll have our spray bottles. We'll have our water bottles. We're gonna do this right.
Now, it's funny that you say we're going to be prepared, because I think for our dining reservation, we want to be our guest. Be our guest.
Yep. I really, really wanted to go to Be Our Guest. Now, if you're looking for table services at Magic Kingdom, you could do Be Our Guest. You could do Cinderella's Royal Table. You could do the Crystal Palace, the Diamond Horseshoe, Jungle Navigation Co., Canteen, or Skip. Sorry. I said that really wrong. Jungle Navigation Co. Limited Skipper Canteen. That's what it is, right?
I think so.
Liberty Tree Tavern, the Plaza Restaurant, or Tony's Town Square. Now, the Crystal Palace is where you get the Winnie the Pooh characters. Mm-hmm. Always fun. Cinderella's Royal Table. You get the princesses. Be Our Guest. You're going to get Belle and the Beast. And now, they don't typically come to your table. You'll go to like the Beast's library, and you can get pictures with the Beast. And I have to say, not all the time have I seen Belle there, which is kind of funny. But more times than not, but not all the time.
People really want pictures with the Beast. I mean, he's kind of a controversial character. Yes. You know?
Over at Liberty Tree Tavern, you're going to get your wonderful, yummy food, but there it's not character dining. The Plaza
and
Restaurant.
The bathroom. Don't get her started.
It's not character dining either. But the Plaza Restaurant, I love the location of it, right? Because you can see the castle from the Plaza Restaurant, and you can see it's a good people viewing location. Mm-hmm. And Tony's Town Square, I love, but not many people seem to love it as much as I do. But that's right at the beginning, right near the entrance.
Why don't people, who doesn't love it?
I didn't think you loved it. You weren't impressed with their food the last time we went.
I wasn't impressed with their Wi-Fi service. I was trying to look up things, and the Wi-Fi was not working.
But it was also kind of a known thing that there was a Wi-Fi issue throughout the park, right?
Hey, well, you know what? There were people who looked like techs walking around with laptops in their hands, like looking at things, and I wanted service.
Gotcha.
That was frustrating me. I like everything. So, there's nothing I don't like.
We're thinking lunch for Be Our Guest. Is that correct?
Yes.
Because we want to do some sort of reservations for the fireworks that night.
We do. And that's where we're still, I think that's where we're a little bit up in the air, but we're kind of not.
We are. We've got a couple of things that we're not sure about. I mean, as we're staying at a deluxe resort this time, so we do have typically, and I have to say that the times haven't come out yet, but typically Wednesday nights is when they have extended evening hours for deluxe or villa resort guests. So this would make it so that we could stay at the park till 12 a.m.
How often, like how far in advance do they normally announce the hours?
Yeah, it's usually within the 90-day range, I believe, that they announce the extended evening hours and everything. Okay. So,
So that's within your 60.
Yeah, we'll figure it out by then. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't envision our kids staying up till midnight. But
no.
It's just such a unique thing because it's going to make the park more tangible. Like they open up a 6 p.m. virtual queue for Tron for the deluxe guests, which is kind of like if we haven't gotten on it by then, maybe we'll push it because our daughter really wants to go on Tron.
Yesterday, just out of nowhere, Bailey kind of she's kind of like, well, I'm thinking I might want to go on Tron, but she's like, but if we go there and I don't want to go on it,
yeah,
can we
I was
not?
Like, no problem, girlfriend. Yeah. I'll stay with you. But we'll have to play it by ear. I get kind of like, are we going to be rope dropping Magic Kingdom like we usually do?
Yes.
Oh, he just got offended that I asked that question.
Come on.
Because if we're rope dropping, then we're not definitely not going to be able to stay up till 12 a.m.
Yeah, I don't think keeping the kids up till 12 a.m. is
not healthy.
Not healthy, but not healthy for me because they're going to be a mess.
And, so true. That's true.
Yeah.
But okay.
Because you got to come home and you got to shower because you're all disgusting throughout the day. Yes. So it's really, they're just not there yet.
Let's talk about our fireworks viewing options. I mean, this is another. I know. I mean, having a nanny from 10 p.m. on, that's kind of a scary situation. That's kind of a, not scary. It's kind of a weird situation. I can't imagine having a nanny if we decided to go back out. But again, we're going to turn around and wake up early the next morning. Yeah. So anyways, the choices that we're looking at for that night for fireworks viewing, my first choice or our first choice was going to be the California Grill where you do the sip, savor, and sparkle.
Yeah.
So we've never done a viewing of fireworks over at the California Grill. This is, it's about a 90-minute commitment to do this, and you get hors d'oeuvres, libations, and you get to see the fireworks from the rooftop.
You get like a private viewing area.
Yes.
But just for people that are in this.
Yes. So
but you don't actually sit down and eat a meal
at the
California Grill.
No. And it starts at about $129 each. It's definitely dependent on the day and what kind of if it's more of a holiday season, it's going to be more expensive. So it's not a cheap adventure for sure. And then I would say if we're already over at the California Grill and we did the sip, savor, and sparkle, we're going to go right to our resort and be done for the night. Now, the other options could be getting a boat, right? And doing that kind of firework viewing. Now, the boats are a little bit different. You can't reserve that through the app. You actually have to call in. And it's going to be it starts at $449 per boat.
Person?
No, per boat. And the boat seats up to 10 guests. Now that's of course the cheapest price. It's going to go by what kind of season it is and how much it is. And these take off from the resorts, right? The Contemporary Marina, Polynesian, Grand Floridian, Fort Wilderness or Wilderness Lodge over at the marina. So these first two options, you do not even need to be in the parks on those days. Like you could be just chilling and do it that way. So I find that to be a very interesting option too. I mean, we could totally revamp everything, but maybe not. Oh, I got a thumbs down. So our third option for firework viewing that we are really interested in is the seats. Or is it Suites and Eats? I think is what it's called.
Suites and Eats.
And that's over at Tomorrowland Terrace. And you can book that online. You can check your availabilities and everything. We've done this before. We loved it.
And we've also talked about it in episode... I don't have it.
But
it's right around here. We just talked about it.
It's right in the park. You're very close to the castle and looking at everything. You feel immersed in it. So, but you're also going to be battling those crowds on the way out. So that's something to think about. Anyways, we're kind of open, keeping this open as we get closer to our trip. We feel like we have to see what's available.
I want to book the California Grill.
You're sold. California Grill.
Yeah, we've done
the
Suites and Eats.
Yeah. No, and I totally respect that. But what if there's no availability?
Well, why wouldn't there be availability if we book it?
People jump on these.
Well, why don't we jump on them?
We do jump on them.
Okay, so let's be one of the people that jump.
Holy
you jump, I jump, Jack.
All right. Well, okay. Moving on. So that's going to be a late night, right? We've got to be over at California Grill at 8:20 p.m. Fireworks, we're going to estimate, come out at 9:20 p.m.
We're staying up to midnight.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. He's being difficult, folks. This is what you get. And then we roll into Thursday, which is going to be our Animal Kingdom Day. Yeah.
Animals.
I love Animal Kingdom. It's like, I feel like more calm at Animal Kingdom, I think.
Okay.
I like it.
Well, because there's because there's the least amount of queued rides at Animal Kingdom. So there's like, it's like a slower pace and it feels like maybe you, there's time to like kind of skip around. And
so for table service here, you've got the Nomad Lounge, the Rainforest Cafe, Tiffin's, Tusker House, and Yak and Yeti. Mm-hmm. We haven't really talked about what we've wanted here. I mean, I really wanted like Nomad Lounge, but this is more of like a cocktail bar.
Yeah.
It's not really for families. Now, this we have two families going together.
And it's not really, I also kind of don't view it as like a full meal. Like if you're looking to get a meal, it's more of like a, because they have a good bread service.
Yep.
And then like they have the drinks.
Yeah.
And it seems like a cool place. I want to go.
Like, I do want to go too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know how we would finagle that. But I mean, so Rainforest Cafe, I love. It's not everybody's cup of tea. Mm-hmm. I think because it's more like American food. There's nothing special. We've got Tusker House, which we've gone to before, which I think is a great experience. But again, it's the character dining and fun. But do we need it? Not really. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. What are you thinking for this day?
I'm thinking of following your lead.
Really?
This is your vacation.
I get a choice on Animal Kingdom eats?
This is your vacation. So we're going to be going to the... You know what? I would like to take a closer look at Yak and Yeti.
Right? Because we haven't done that yet.
We haven't done that yet.
Well, I want to see what kind of food Yak and Yeti is. We've got... I mean, I think that's why we've kind of veered away from it a little bit, because we didn't think it was going to be... something our kids liked. I know travel specialist Nicole loved Yak and Yeti. She said it was like more quiet and reserved. You've got American food, Asian food, Chinese seafood, and casual dining. So it's, you know, a good lunch and dinner place. Maybe this could be our new favorite place.
Would it be our favorite place? That I can't tell you. But
and are we thinking like a luncheon here? On Animal Kingdom Day?
Possibly.
Or are we looking for dinner?
I think generally lunch is usually our reservation, right?
Yeah, because we love to cool off and then we'll figure out dinner later.
Yeah, especially being that Animal Kingdom itself closes so early. It's usually closed at like 7.
Yes.
So you could kind of do your thing and then just head out for, you know.
Well, that was kind of what we were thinking, right? Because we wanted, I mean, Animal Kingdom right now is closing at 6 p.m. But by the time our trip is around, I think they're going to be closing at around 7 p.m. And so we wanted to catch the Epcot fireworks over at the boardwalk. Mm-hmm. So it's probably a good to get, I mean, you were talking about the hot dog place and everything, to get some food on the boardwalk at that time for dinner. And view the fireworks, right? We'll just be out and about and hanging.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good viewing area. There's a lot of different options for people to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a variety. They've said that they've had food trucks there during the day because they just closed that restaurant down. So I don't know. It's because right, what are the options at Boardwalk? Are the Flying Fish?
Yes. And there's, I mean, the list is growing. Let's take a look.
Flying Fish, the Trattoria Al Forno.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Italian food. The Flying Fish is seafood, which isn't really our, other than Bailey, isn't really our thing, but
well, ooh, Trattorino. I do like a good Italian place.
And she does like an Italian. She likes it. That's why she married me.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, but I mean, what do you want to do at? Let's go back to Animal Kingdom before we go to Boardwalk. What do you?
Well, I would love to try Yak and Yeti. I love trying new things, so that would be really nice to do for lunch. I think we're going to be really focused in Pandora for sure, because there's a lot of things that we want to do there. Our kids enjoy it. Well, but those take time, and this is our daughter's jam. So yeah. I want to definitely support that. We love to go to the safari. Want to head over to Rafiki's Planet Watch and see what's happening over in that way.
Yeah.
So crossing my fingers that we see some animal action over in the animal hospital, but I kind of highly doubt that will happen. You never know.
I'd really like to make one of those sessions to have the girls, they could do the drawings. I think Heidi would really,
I think she would. I really think you're enjoy right. that. I think you're right. So we'll add that to
And then Bailey calendar. Could go pet animals while that's happening.
Well, you never know. Bailey's really into art lately. Mm-hmm. So
kids are into all types of things.
I love it. So it's going to be a busy day, but it's also going to be a shorter day just because of the nature of things.
I'd like to go see... I think we want to do the Finding Nemo because we haven't seen that show.
Yeah, we haven't seen that yet over there. All right,
so I think that's something that we want to try to do.
We're going to be singing along to every single song.
No, we know them. And so I like that. Yak and Yeti, Finding Nemo, Pandora, Rafiki's. And then, you know, you want to hit up the Safari.
Yeah.
The Kilimanjaro Safari, and then, you know, do Cali River Rapids, a cool off.
Yeah. I had really looked at those private safaris, and I was like, and like luncheons and stuff, and it looks so cool, but it like starts, I think, at like $200 per person, and I'm like, it looks so awesome, but yeah, probably not in our...
private safaris,
range of things. Yeah, how cool would that be? In any case, that's going to be a great day. I'm looking forward to it. And then Friday, we've got Epcot, right? We will round out our weekend. Now, Friday's Epcot is usually a little bit more busy just because people taking long weekends like to do Epcot.
You can do some drinking around the world.
Drinking around the world, that's right.
And there's a lot more dining options and such
there. Yeah. I think as far as the World Showcase goes, I'm not sure that we're going to do a lot of the World Showcase. It's a lot.
The kids just don't
with the kids,
make it,
yeah. They weren't into the Funcot activities last year. No. They were a little, But we definitely love the rides there, Living with the Land. We're going to be on it.
See, it's just kind of that thing, right? Because usually... at some point, I always feel like you're going from Frozen to Remy's Ratatouille. So you're basically going around the showcase one way or the other. And it's just like, even though it probably is about the same distance, it looks like if you just actually go through the countries, like go, you know, pass through America and the stage there, it just feels so long, like when you're walking.
Yeah, and because of this, there's like a lack of shading going around the World Showcase. Yeah. So, we'll focus on the rides. Like, we love Remy's. We love doing, it's escaping my mind, but there's a lot of different rides there that we do.
Yeah, we do Soarin', Living with the Land.
Oh, gosh, yes.
All that stuff. I don't know if we're going to get Heidi back on Guardians of the Galaxy.
I think so.
We'll see when she gets there.
I think so, especially because we have another kid traveling with us who likes it. And
Yeah,
they get along well. So as far as table services, there is such a huge range of table services. Mm. We've got Akershush, which we've done before.
What was that again? Could you say that?
Akershush. we've done before. We've got the Princess Storybook Restaurant. Oh, sorry. That goes with Akershush. I apologize. But they've got the beer garden, which I'm telling you, I'm kind of intrigued. I've gone to the beer garden a few times, but we had a travel specialist go recently and said, like, the show was so phenomenal and it involved the kids and the kids got to get up on stage and stuff. But the food choices for vegetarians would be like really, really rough, I think there. But you got to love the oversized beers that they serve.
I know somebody would.
You. And then they've got the Coral Reef Restaurant, which we've gone to a few times. I love the ambiance in there, but we're not like huge seafood fans. So,
yeah, I think it's just not the, you know, it's because it's all steak and it's a little bit, it definitely so feels fancier.
Now, Garden Grill, both girls have asked to go back there this time. Mm-hmm. But then we also have La Hacienda de San Angel, which we liked, and Le Cellier Steakhouse, which most people like. I thought it was all right. Nine Dragons, Rose and Crown Pub and Dining Room, which you adore. San Angel Inn, which is...
Even though I like the drinking area, Rose and Crown. I don't know if the dining area is necessarily... The food options, it's all, you know,
fish and chips, which, UK, you know, it's UK food. I've had their fish and chips before and it's good. I like it. The San Angel Inn. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. That is actually where the ride is for the Three Caballeros, right? Not the La Hacienda de San Angel.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. So we like the San Angel Inn.
We've gone there. Yes.
It's wonderful.
We've eaten at both of the,
love our guacamole.
The Mexican foods.
Mm-hmm. And I like the ambiance there a lot. Then we've got the Spice Road Table, the Tepanito, Tokyo Dining, Tutto Gusto, Tutto Italia, and Via Napoli. So a lot of table service locations to choose from. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking that we should go to... Le Creperie.
I want to go for definitely for breakfast. Okay. But I mean, how I kind of like envision this, and I don't know if it's, I don't know. I see when I go to Epcot, I just want to eat all day long and it's hard because I would do like the Le Creperie for breakfast. I would do then, I just closed my whole list, which is not helpful.
She closed everything.
I did. Terrible, terrible timing. Give me 2 seconds here. I want to open it up.
Okay, and yeah, so there's like Creperie, there is, you know, I've not eaten at the Via Napoli.
Yeah.
Any of the Italian stuff, but it kind of just depends if we just had Italian food.
Yeah, exactly. And we can get Italian food here too. That's really phenomenal. So I'm not like totally sold on getting Italian food in Florida.
Yeah.
If I could choose, it would be the Creperie, Garden Grill, and then our San Angel. It would be an eating day for sure.
Yeah.
I like kind of ending the day at the San Angel Inn just because it's like closer to firework viewing areas and whatnot.
See, now my I always would like to try to go intergalactic.
Space 220. I love Space 220. Yeah. How is that not on my list?
I don't know.
I adore Space 220. It's really, really good.
Yeah, it is. It's a good experience. I mean, it's such a unique experience. And like the food's good. They offer, you know, it's like a little bit, the food's a little bit different, but it's good.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, just the whole ambiance, the drinks and everything.
Should we? So we didn't do Space 220 last year because we had done it the year before and whatnot.
We decided to do Acarus. We wanted to experience that.
Do we want to bring Space 220 back this year
for lunch? You know, I'm thinking about taking a spacewalk. I'm putting on the moon boots.
Let's make that a priority. I know. I'm writing it down. That's what I do.
She's putting it in. She's adding it to the notes.
So Space 220, that's like a lunch place for us, right? Because I like, again, I like to kind of be more local for dinner to the fireworks.
Now, just going back to the morning, to do the Creperie, is that you have to make reservations?
Yes. I mean, I always like to make the reservations so that we're not like waiting around,
but you can table services.
I don't know. See, you can go to the walk-up Creperie. That's true. The problem with having breakfast in the parks is I hate to do like rope drop and then go straight to breakfast. So if they had reservations, like before the park even opened, which sometimes they do, they'll have like 8:15 a.m. It's like right next to Remy's. You can walk hop right in the line for Remy's and then go. So I really love those ideas. So we'll have to look at what time the Le Creperie reservations. We have to eat breakfast anyways, right? Why not make it fabulous?
I mean, there's so many different things like to do at Epcot. And then there's on top of that being that there's all the booths to stop at, right? They have like the specialty things and the kids aren't really going to care about that. They're like, I don't want to eat anymore. Like, you force me to eat most of the time anyway. So.
Now the spring, the Flower and Garden Festival will be done, I believe, by the time we get there, which is different.
Will food and wine be in full gear?
We don't know.
No,
we don't know.
Yeah, they haven't. There could be a gap where there's no festival going on, just regular old world showcase.
Okay. So we've got the La Crayberry. We've got Space 220. We've got, what rides are near Space 220? That's where I always blank. I know exactly where it is in my mind, but.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Closer. Guardians of the Galaxy.
And then, of course,
Mission Space. Which we don't
We're not going on.
Okay. So that's a great.
There's nothing over there. Test Track's closed, which is kind of a little bit further off, but kind of near there. Yeah, there's not much in that way.
Now, are we going to do San Miguel Inn for dinner? Or are we going to do across the way the La Hacienda San Miguel? Because you can view the fireworks from there, right? There's a firework viewing dining, or we can not.
Well, you could just like make a reservation at like 8:45 and then just watch the fireworks from. Mm-hmm. You see, I think being that we're staying at Boardwalk Inn, we definitely have a unique. And that we don't have to get in the crazy lines of the, you know, usually it moves quickly, but even the Skyliner has a crazy line.
Oh, yeah.
And then the buses are, you know, everyone's kind of pouring out afterwards. So we can kind of do whatever we want.
So true.
What
so
would true. You like to do?
You
could go in the San Miguel. And go with the Three Caballeros.
Yeah, I just love the ambiance there more. I mean, the La Hacienda is beautiful too, but it's not as like, it's not romantic. Like, it's like, I mean, it sure is, but it's not like as romantic.
Yeah.
I like a little romance, you know, a little mood lighting.
Especially with the kids around. It's always romantic.
Who's like, can I watch my candle?
Yeah. You're like, fine. Yes.
But I mean, and then that. Pretty much kind of sums it up. We'll watch the fireworks and walk right on out to our resort, which is wonderful.
I'll be grabbing a corn dog on the way there because be eating all day.
Yeah, that's going to be a full day, but that's what Epcot's for. I mean, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. And then Saturday, we actually have a pretty late night flight out. So we're going to spend the day again at the pool and the resort, just enjoying things. That actually might be the unique day to do the characters, because I know it's not like your specialty, but it's not a jam-packed day. We're not necessarily going to Disney Springs or anything. So maybe I'll pop that in there.
Mm-hmm. The return of the character. She really wants to try this one out.
Because it was such a, remember when we were on our AEP and the characters came through and it was like perfect pictures. Perfect. Loved it. So good. Anyways.
It's a picture priority here at the Disney Hour Express.
Babe, I'm done. How about the Pictioneers?
Pictioneers? The Pictioneers?
No. Pick a number, baby. Pick a number. Let's do our weird but true Disney facts.
15.
Number 15. Here we go. The animal care team at Disney's Animal Kingdom prepares more than 4.5 tons of food a day.
Wow.
That's a lot of food. A
lot of food.
Oh my gosh. But the animals are so cute.
I like it. Speaking of food. Did you know that 1900 Park Fair just reopened?
Yes, and the pictures I'm seeing, pictures, are coming out fabulous. They're so cool. They've got Tiana. They've got Cinderella. They've got Aladdin. So awesome.
Yeah, and I think, right, so you could, 1900 Park Fair is in the Grand Floridian.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and that's one of the, that's a dining option that just reopened. You could see guests as Maribel, Aladdin, Tiana, and Cinderella, as Abby just said most of them, and I'm just reiterating.
It's all good. It's all good. Oh, yeah. I didn't say Maribel, though. She's there.
She's there. Maribel in her standard embroidered outfit. Cool. You get one of the cards with like all their autographs, you know, yep. just like they do at the Garden Grill and such. Now, everyone's asking, what's the food?
The famous strawberry soup is bad.
So it's a buffet, though.
Okay. I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, it's buffet dining.
Mm-hmm.
So they have all types of stuff. They have your standard bread and cheese and salad stations and stuff. And everything is kind of, they have peel and eat shrimp and with cocktail sauce. I know Bailey would love that.
Yeah.
Now they have something that is somewhat controversial, and I'm actually going to ask you to get out of your chair and come take a look at this.
All right, here I go.
It's called Tiana's Gumbo, and it's supposed to be something that's made by Tiana.
Okay.
So if you look here, right, there's it's got rice and noodle soup on either side of it, but it has this gumbo plate. The person that reviewed it said it doesn't look like any gumbo they've ever seen before.
Okay. So there's a couple of different kinds of gumbos. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, the gumbo that I make in this house is white sauce gumbo, which is more of a traditional, real New Orleanian gumbo. The gumbo that you get outside of like a family that's grown up in New Orleans, it's going to be a red sauce gumbo. And so this looks like a real chicken and sausage, but it's lacking the beans, to be honest. Okay. All right. Interesting.
Yeah. So that's what they said. And this was Gumbo Corner, brought to you by Abby.
Yep.
Everyone just got schooled in their gumbo right there.
Well,
like, no beans. What are you doing? Tiana would serve beans.
Yes.
But then it has, it has a carving station. It has mashed potatoes, which, you know, I would just probably eat. The only it has kid station. You could get chicken tenders, chicken nuggets, and pizza. It only has one vegan vegetarian option, and that's an Impossible Merguez sausage. Yeah.
See, that's what I didn't like about the Roundup Rodeo, is because they were giving things that were supposed to be like sausagey, and I just didn't, I don't know. I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't like the replacement of beef. I'd rather just have like a good old vegetarian stir fry. Thank you. Like, just a lot of veggies.
Mac and cheese.
Yep, that's good.
All that types of stuff. So, man, the kids would like it. Looks like they have a gummy candy dispenser.
Oh, interesting.
It's got lots of gummies. So that's 1900 Park Fair. Like I said, it just reopened. You can make your reservations. It's not in the park. It's in a resort. If you're looking to do some resort dining, or if maybe you're staying at the Grand Floridian.
I know. It's very nice. Very nice. Glad it's back.
Over in Disneyland, as we just talked about, Fantasmic is just coming back. They just announced the dates. It's the return of Fantasmic since the fire-breathing dragon.
We just watched the fire on YouTube the other day.
Yeah,
I mean, yesterday. We've seen it before, but just the... Whew.
Yeah,
it was really intense.
Yeah,
really crazy. I imagine as somebody who works on that stage show, you were probably just in tears watching it come down, just helpless. There was nothing that could be done,
especially if you were Maleficent.
Yeah.
When you really got into it. So anyway, so it looks like May 24th is when Fantasmic's going to restart over.
That's
there.
Really exciting.
So it's been down like almost a whole year, right?
Yeah.
It happened last. First April 2023. Just over a year. That's pretty crazy, but that's good. Disneyland, get back in the Fantasmical. Going back over to Florida, back to Epcot, where we just ended our last park day, CommuniCore Plaza. It's been built, right? They had scrim up, walls covering everything.
Yeah.
The walls are starting to come down a little bit. And then last night, it looked like they were doing some, I don't know if it was last night, it might have been the night before, they were doing some testing. It kind of has this building with all these like lights built in the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing, there's like a light show that's going to go on.
Ooh.
Mainly. So people were like looking at it from the monorail there.
Uh-huh.
And you take the monorail around and they were seeing all the lights. So
that's awesome.
They're hoping that it's going to be open soon. My last bit of news is over in Universal Orlando.
Hey, hey.
Beyond any Halloween Horror Night stuff, which is really where they're focusing all their attention on, Shea Alcatraz Bar, which is like a fan favorite bar, is closed.
Why?
They're renovating it.
Oh.
So it's kind of like a it's like a hut with like a bar inside of it, and they're just going to completely renovate it.
Okay.
I mean, the ambiance, it's like the thing that's right next to Bruce the Shark that's hanging in Jaws.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
It's that area there. Uh-huh. So, I mean, it's a bar, like there's nothing, you know, there's no food or anything.
Right.
But they always serve like interesting cocktails where they'll put like a gummy shark in like your Cosmopolitan or something.
I love that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. But so that's going to be closed. There's no timetable on when it's going to be reopened. But if they're knocking it down and rebuilding it, it could be a little bit.
Okay.
Which is kind of confusing.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So that's really my...
I really think, though, by the end of this month, we'll know the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party dates, which is exciting.
That is. And then we'll just be talking all about Halloween for the next 5 to 7 months.
Maybe. We also need to know what festival is going on at Epcot in between the festivals.
Yeah, I know. Oh, are we going to make it? We'll see. We'll see. But that was a good plan. I enjoy planning with you. I think there were some curveballs.
I know. I got a lot of, he rolled his eyes a lot more than he usually does during this episode. So,
We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see what the real plan's going to turn out to be. All right, guys. Thanks so much for joining us this week. If you have any questions, just send us a little message on all of our socials, or you can meet us at Disney@familytravelplanner.com.
This has been a Family Travel Planner production.